If you join us here often, you might be accustomed to a regular dose of Brexit coverage. So for you lovers of all things Brexit, don't worry, we got your back. Yesterday, we told you about the news of the Yellowhammer Report, a government study that outlines some pretty bleak scenarios if the UK leaves the European Union without a deal. Things like riots, spikes on food prices, and shortages of medicine. It's been all the talk in the UK, especially on talk radio.
David in Birmingham, you're through to Jacob Rees-Mogg. David, your call. Good morning.
Good morning, Jacob.
Good morning, David. My name's
Jacob Rees-Mogg, senior member in Prime Minister Boris Johnson's cabinet, and David in Birmingham. That's David Nicol, a neurologist who helped draft the Yellowhammer Report, calling into London radio station LBC.
My question to you, really, having been involved in writing the plans of mitigation, having whistleblown because I felt they were unsafe, is what level of mortality rate are you willing to accept in the light of a no-deal Brexit?
Well, I don't think that there's any reason to suppose that a no-deal Brexit should lead to a mortality rate. I think this is the worst excess of project fear, and I'm surprised that a doctor in your position would be fear-mongering in this way on public radio.
And from British radio to our own now, we've got Dr. David Nicol on the line with us. Dr. Nicol, you are being accused of fear-mongering, and not just by Jacob Rees-Mogg. How do you respond?
Well, that was last week. A lot of water has gone under the bridge since then. He slandered me in the House of Commons, and then I went down to London and stood outside the House of Commons with a very large megaphone, showed up at the House of Commons and said, repeat that outside and I'll sue you. And he then apologized.
So remind us what your role was exactly in writing the Yellowhammer Report.
Well, I don't want to over-egg this because I feel like a very small cog in a very large piece of work. I'm a consultant neurologist. And going back to January, the Royal College of Physicians, which is not a campaigning group, it's a charity, was approached by the Department of Health to advise plans of mitigation for no-deal Brexit. And I volunteered because, in a sense, somebody had to do it.
I mean, since you started consulting, what's changed for you about your concerns of a no-deal Brexit since then?
I would say nothing's changed. In fact, if anything, my anxiety has gone up. Because I've become better informed about other areas, nothing to do with neurology. One particular issue is of concern is that for technical reasons, the type of flu that we're expecting this year, it's taken longer to produce the flu vaccine. And Sanofi, one of the manufacturers of the flu vaccine, reported Newsnight last month that there are problems with stockpiling flu vaccine this year. Now, if we get hit with a big flu outbreak this autumn and we've crashed out no-deal Brexit, there is a really very serious risk. And that's just flu vaccine, okay? Mm. We haven't even talked about all the other drugs.
There's also a terrible...
I'm sorry to be so emphatic about this, but I'm fed up with people trying to spin this when I helped write the documents. Same question that I challenged Jacob Rees-Mogg is still true today, which is what level of harm are you willing to accept in the event of a no-deal Brexit?
In other words, you're asking politicians how many people are you willing to let die before you kind of...
Frankly, yes, they do need to be asked that. It's pretty tense, this, but I keep going back to saying it's a government report, okay? You may disagree with that government report, but you may disagree with those expert advisors, but you're the one, if you've asked an expert advice or to give a candid opinion and you don't like the advice, okay, you need to be prepared to take those consequences, which goes back to my question. What level of harm are you willing to accept?
David Nicol is a neurologist in the UK. He advised the UK government on the recent Yellowhammer report that outlines the worst possible scenarios of a no-deal Brexit, medically speaking. Dr. Nicol, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.